The non-commercials are busy again with the usual unfortunate overlaps tonight. This evening at 7, Afghanistan Unveiled, Obstacles and Opportunities for Afghan Women, with a lecture by Shaista Wahab, will be presented in 209 Hubbard Hall on WSU campus with a reception, 7 p.m. tonight. At the same 7 p.m., unfortunately, is the movie Bagot, with an ordinary American investigating the impact of plastic on our civilization. Check recyclewichita.org for how to discount your admission with a contribution of plastic bags. Showing is 7 p.m. tonight in the Forum Event Center in the Old Church at 147 South Hillside. And also at 7 p.m., the Orpheum Third Thursday movie is The Never-Ending Story, the inspirational children's story about a young hero saving the land of Fantasia from the evil nothings. And Saturday at noon and Sunday at 1:30, the Murdoch Theater shows another broadcast of the Metropolitan Opera, Strauss's Meditation on Art and Life, Capriccio, in which the composer explores the essence of opera itself, the promotion says. That's at 536 North Broadway, Saturday noon and Sunday 1:30. And commercially, we have a first-rate historical drama with current resonance in Robert Redford's The Conspirator. I heard one reviewer say he refused to see The Conspirator on site as illustrating his reason for refusing, a single line of dialogue indicating that Southerners in 1865 hated Abraham Lincoln. But those who can handle the idea that such a thing could have been true immediately after the Civil War can reward themselves with what claims to be a historically accurate story of the trial of the woman who was hanged as part of the gang that assassinated Lincoln, with inescapable parallels to the situation at Guantanamo. I'm no historian and cannot judge its accuracy, but Robert Redford has a reputation for sincerity on social issues, and The Conspirator is pretty convincing on the issue of military trials for civilians after the fighting is over, and in the end present some footnotes that are strictly factual to support its position. This case against Robin Wright is mostly just that her son was certainly conspiring with the killers who were staying and meeting in her boarding house. It's not quite as solid a case as I make it sound, but the big issue of The Conspirator is not whether she's guilty, but whether she gets a fair trial. We're told that in a military court there is no assumption of innocence until proven guilty, and we see that at least in this case, the prosecution indulges in whispered conversations with the panel of judges and refuses to share its evidence and witness list with the defense, as a civilian court would require. High government officials are shown to be determined to get a conviction without much concern for guilt or innocence. The presiding judge is no more neutral than he's expected to be. And there are a lot of the elements of standard law court mysteries, including surprise evidence pretty far along, that throws everything into a somewhat new light. And the young lawyer, James McAvoy, who isn't sure whether his client is not guilty. Characterizations and everything else are developed only as far as the theme requires. There's only so much private life as to illustrate the hazards of taking an unpopular cause. The Conspirator is an unusually serious, almost educational entertainment about important public issues. Catch it quickly. It won't be around here for very long. Jim Erickson, over and out.